8 minutes past eight, Lisa Pereira is here again with It Says in the Papers.
I'm not going anywhere. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Examiner, which carries an interview with Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin. Mr. Martin told the paper he has a mandate from the people and will fight any no-confidence motion in his leadership. He described the withdrawal of Jim Gavin from the presidential race as a devastating outcome, but denied that he ever tries to suppress dissent. He said the campaign against him has become personal and named critics such as James O'Connor, who compared Micheál Martin's leadership to the court of Louis XIV. He insisted he will still be party leader in 2 years' time and will take over as Taoiseach. For the second day in a row, the Irish Independent leads with a story about RTE. It's to do with executives and their salaries. They top the list of highest earners as big-name presenters leave, writes Fionnán Sheehan. He's taking his figures from RTE's 2024 annual report, which has yet to be published. It reveals that Joe Duffy was the top earner last year with €351,000. Behind him were four members of the leadership team, led by Director General Kevin Backhurst, on just under €340,000. But Joe Duffy has left, so won't be on the next top 10 list. It's apparent, writes Sheehan, that the real big earners in Montrose are not the on-air talent, but senior management. Back on the front of the Examiner, there's a striking photograph of a man carrying an elderly lady through mud and pouring rain in Playa Siboney in Cuba. Cuba was where Hurricane Melissa was headed from Jamaica. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star carry interviews with Orla Kilbride from Dublin, who's been living in Jamaica for 10 years with her husband Neil O'Hanlon and their sons. She told the papers she could hear chainsaws all over the capital, Kingston, as people cut back trees to prevent them falling. She said the storm drains have been cleared and the one behind their house would be like a river by the evening. The Herald reports that an English tourist who was allegedly kicked in the head in Dublin's Temple Bar in August has died. Anthony Heron, a father of one, was rushed to hospital with critical injuries in the aftermath of the attack. He remained in an induced coma in Beaumont Hospital before being transferred home to England, where, according to a Garda statement, he died last Saturday. A 22-year-old man, Dara O'Brien, of no fixed abode, has appeared in court, accused of assault causing harm. The Belfast Telegraph is reporting on a visit to Israel by Education Minister Paul Given, which has prompted criticism from the Northern Ireland Teachers' Council. The six-day trip involving a delegation of unionist politicians was organised by the Israeli embassy, and the DUP says there's no cost to the taxpayer. But the trip was publicised on the department's website and social media channels. The Teachers' Council said those platforms should be politically neutral and described Mr. Given's actions as divisive and serving to diminish confidence in his judgment. Last night's Nations League match between Ireland and Belgium is on the front of the Irish Times, the Irish Sun and the Independent. In what it calls an exclusive, the Sun speaks to the father of Katie McCabe, who became only the eighth female player to win a historic 100th cap for the match, which saw Ireland being promoted to League A. Dad Gary spoke of his pride in his daughter, but also recalled that she'd almost cut short her career in the UK because she was homesick. She was only there 6 or 7 months when she was wanting to come home, he told the paper. I said, no, okay, that's a wrong move. She stuck it out with Arsenal, where she was twice named Player of the Year and has been nominated for the prestigious Ballon d'Or.